This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this 18th day of May. It's Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm really good. It's still a beautiful day here in my part of the world, though there's been some rainfall across other parts of the Corn Belt. Can you tell me what's been happening and your expectations over the next 5 to 7 days?
Most of the rain over the last couple of days has been to the north and west of Illinois. A lot of Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska turned wetter over the last 2 days. As we move forward, we have to deal with one more system, and this system is going to be a strong one. It's approaching the plains as we speak, and it will ignite some major thunderstorms in Kansas and Oklahoma later today. A strong tornado or two are possible, but the bigger issue for corn, soybean, and wheat producers is that this system is going to develop a lot of rain. We're looking for widespread totals in the range of 1 to 3 inches across much of the central U.S. over the next 5 days. For Illinois, most of this activity will hold off until tomorrow sometime, either starting in the morning or afternoon. It's a little bit of a dicey situation, so we're not exactly sure. And we know that a lot of people really want to know that, because as soon as this rain starts, soybean and corn planting, of course, will slow down and potentially stop. So a lot of rain is on the way. Most of this rain starts up in the plains over the next 24 hours, then expands through the Corn Belt, and comes to an end from Saturday into Sunday.
It's been warm, almost hot. I think we're going to have cooler temperatures too. Is that true?
It will turn notably cooler. It's already cooling off at the moment in the northern plains, and we're going to see a lot of that cool air expand to the south and east. By the time we get into Sunday and Monday, it will be a different story, with temperatures mostly topping out in the 60s and 70s and minimums falling back into the 40s. That will more than likely continue for several days into next week, with another round of rain with another little cool front that moves through Monday and Tuesday. So we do have a little bit of a wet period coming up, and it will be a lot cooler, with warmth similar to this not expected to return for at least 7 to 10 days.
And sometimes when you look further out, it's pretty difficult, and the farther you go, the harder it is. Do you have any expectations for the following week?
Well, this is one of those situations where it's real challenging once we get about 7 to 8 days into the future. Sometimes we have a pretty good idea of what is going to happen, and sometimes we don't. This is one of those situations where we're not really sure. The reason for that is pretty simple, though. This system that's moving through over the next 3-4 days is a pretty big one, and this one is going to jumble the atmosphere in a big way across North America. So that creates a situation where, as computer models get 3 to 4 days into the future from today, they're not really sure how to handle that system, and that affects all weather that follows. So by the time we get 7 to 8 days into the future from now, it's real tough to say. It looks to us like it will end up staying pretty cool through most of next week. Then once we get into next weekend, starting around May 27th, uncertainty starts to increase a little bit. We should be drying out over the second half of next week, but whether or not we turn wetter, stay cool, start to warm up, get a little dry, it's a real challenging situation. So we only have decent confidence in weather over the next 7 days.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm your Vi Extension's Todd Gleason.